Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and you're listening to Powerful Partnerships. This blog post is called The Blessing of the Broken TV. After 20 years of continuous service, the 26-inch color TV in our bedroom became toast about a month ago. There was no reviving it. Lauren and I had gotten into a familiar routine, as I'm sure millions of other couples have, flipping on the TV while we're getting ready for bed, watching the assortment of late-night hosts, and finally getting sleepy enough to turn it off before retiring for the night. For decades, what I just described was America's ritual when Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show on NBC. When the TV first broke, our intention was to buy a new, larger, flat-screen HD TV for the bedroom, but for some reason, we never got around to it. Now, I doubt that we will. What a blessing it has been to our relationship not to have a TV in our bedroom. At night, instead of zoning out into the tube, we get in bed and read for a while and then talk about our day. It's a new ritual for us, and I'm really enjoying it. I never realized how much watching TV together in bed created the facade of intimacy, but really kept us from being present to each other. Years ago, I remember someone telling me that love manifests itself in physicality. Continually telling someone that you love them, but never really being there with them, doesn't feel like love after a while. You actually have to show up and give them your undivided attention for them to know that you love them. What I've found recently is that there's a great value in looking directly into a person's eyes when you listen to them. I wasn't doing this when the TV was on, but I'm doing it now. I am enjoying Lauren more than I ever have before, and feel closer to her because of these conversations we've had, when nothing else is going on except us. I've heard it said that 80% of the information we receive from our senses comes through our eyes. Yet today, we don't often look at people when we communicate. Instead, we use our eyes to read an email or a text, often while we're multitasking. As much as I believe in the power of words in forging bonds of intimacy or in driving people apart, I am more and more impressed with the dramatic effects of just being present to another person. I can see now why Lauren often asks if we can go for a walk together. She wants my undivided attention. She's on to something. This is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and I'll be back with you soon with more from Powerful Partnerships. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.